It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
What it is, you know what it is, it's Tyrus. The Timf and I decided to put out one of our favorite past episodes this week for you. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the episode of Tyrus and Timf, Nuff Said. What it is, welcome to another exciting adventure of Tyrus and Timf. I'm Tyrus. She's the Timf. Yep. And Devin is in the house.
I am here.
So, real quick. So, I don't know if you guys read in my book about how Captain Berry Crunch was like my favorite breakfast.
Oh, yeah.
Yep,
I love that.
Yeah.
I loved it. Oh, my God. Captain Crunch with berries.
Yeah. That is honestly the best cereal.
Worth an ass whipping for. Like, it really is worth it. Do you guys remember who the Soggies were?
The Soggies?
Yeah, okay. If you're really down with the,
I think
with
I
the Captain Crunch.
It was like the pirate.
Soggies are bad milk monsters who make your cereal soggy.
I kind of like a soggy cereal.
And,
I like it, you know.
And Captain Berry Crunch fought against Soggies.
I feel like Captain Crunch, though, like rips up the roof of your mouth.
Yeah.
So, it needs to be a little soggy. You know what I mean?
But not, like, too soggy.
No, not, like, gross, like, falling apart, but, like...
I like it real crunchy. I like to put the milk in and then add the cereal as I go.
That is a boss Captain Crunch move, because then you get optimum crunchiness.
Yes. Definitely like it when you have a little bit of milk left over and you're like...
Oh, you got it. It's like a dessert.
Yeah, or you just say, I'm just going to add a little bit more.
That's how you end up eating a whole box of cereal, because you never have, there's always not enough cereal for all the milk or not enough milk for all the cereal. So then it's like, next thing you know, you've eaten, there's like a serving of cereal is like a cup.
Yeah.
Or like 3/4 of a cup. That's never happened.
I've never measured out cereal. I'm probably overeating on cereal.
I've never seen anybody do that. And if I did, I would have some serious questions about their life and what's really going on, or they're the most complete intact person ever, to where they're like, I'm only allowed 17 berries and
wait, Kat, so I have a question. Do you mean that you put the milk in first, you start with the milk and then you put the cereal in?
Yeah,
you don't put like cereal in, a little bit of milk, and then you
I
keep
used
adding?
To do that, but then now sometimes I put the milk in first, because
that's a boss move.
That's
usually for the situation, though, it Devin was talking about when you have leftover milk.
Right, that's what I,
Then you pour what's the cereal left in, and then if you have to top it off.
Right.
Well, then it
goes back to Kat's ratio, you know?
You gotta eat a whole box of cereal.
Then you're eating. Sometimes, you know, you just eat the cereal raw. I don't know about you. I like to just go in.
Well, if you put it in a plastic bag, it's a snack.
Right.
I know that firsthand, because as a child, I go to school with a peanut butter and jelly sandwich and a bag of Crunch Berries. And, like, that was a big-time snack.
That sounds really good.
That replaced chips. Like that, you know, in certain situations.
So that's your favorite cereal?
Yes, Captain Berry Crunch is my favorite cereal, and I was sent 4 boxes of Captain Berry Crunch today. So
wow.
So my plan is to make a move. I want to be the captain on Captain Berry Crunch. So my question is to you guys, what type of captainship should I go after so I can authentically be a real Captain Crunch?
I mean, I think we have the shipwreck expert.
Does it have to be?
I recommend one that doesn't wreck.
We would hope. So stay away from the Bermuda Triangle.
Is there like a captain's college?
Am I the only one who spent a significant part of her childhood thinking about the Bermuda Triangle?
No, I would say Long John Silver and probably lots of sailors.
It definitely seemed like it was going to be more of an issue in my adult life than it really is.
Yeah, I was afraid of it,
too. I was like, why are people still going there?
Right.
Why
are we flying
around there?
And where
are they going?
Yeah, because, and then is it really a triangle?
Right.
Because every TV episode I watched, I felt like they could have made it any shape. It was just always like here and here. So if you were like, because if it was a Bermuda Square, it would have been too scary, but
it's not as good of a title.
Triangle just sounds worse.
The Bermuda Triangle.
The Bermuda Octagon. The Bermuda
Circle.
Rectangle?
Yeah, it doesn't work. The Bermuda Triangle is way more menacing. Bermuda,
yeah, it's super menacing.
Trapezoid.
They just
I had nightmares about it. I did.
Yeah,
I did have nightmares about it.
Where are they?
Where do they go?
Where do they go? What is in there? Triangle.
I think we need
apparently
to send you
ships
out.
Ships and airplanes from World War II.
Yeah.
There's like pilots in there who are like, hey guys, where are you from?
Yeah, you don't hear a lot about the Bermuda Triangle these days. Like,
it's like was that a climate thing?
Oh, maybe.
The ice caps melt.
Well, maybe
and the
now
triangle,
because the ocean is rising, you know,
magnetic tectonic plates changed.
Maybe it's not as dangerous. I don't know. I feel like maybe we just avoid it now.
You know what, Kat? Google Bermuda Triangle now. Or Triangle near me.
Bermuda Triangle.
That's a tough one to spell.
Also known as the Devil's Triangle.
Ooh. The Devil's.
Absolutely.
Why does he get credit for triangles?
Okay, urban legend.
Okay, now it's an urban legend.
How is
legend?
It an urban legend?
There's no cities.
There's no urban. Ships are said to have disappeared under mysterious circumstances. I don't get it. Like, they either did or they didn't. And if it's an urban legend, why the hell did I have to learn about it in public school?
Yeah, why did all the airplanes lose control and not be able to talk to each other? Just like aliens and whenever Bigfoot walks by you. Wow. No one had an answer.
Sorry, I'm looking up known about the Bermuda Triangle.
To the sound boss on the other side, super producer, Kate, can you add when we went quiet like that? Like a dun-dun-dun. I feel like that was appropriate
or
right
like
there.
Like crickets.
Yeah, like no one had anything.
Okay, I mean, wow. Okay.
Oh, boy.
Donald Crowhurst.
He sounds reputable.
Yep. Obviously, man.
His name's Donald, so he's obviously got his shit together.
He was a round-the-world yachtsman who disappeared.
Yachtsman.
No. When was that?
Could I be a yachtsman and be on Captain Crunch?
How is a yachtsman not just like a rich guy?
Like you I feel like it is. Like there's Thurston nobody Howell that, III
that's growing up
yachtsman.
In a trailer and then like oh my father's a yachtsman.
I think you need a captain hat, a navy suit, and an ascot, and you're in.
Yeah, you definitely need an ascot.
Ascot
as a
is mandatory. I don't think you could pull that off with a bow. I mean, you could try with a bow tie.
You are correct because it is a person who owns or sells a yacht, and I feel like you have to be rich to do
Can
one of those things.
Can you lease a yacht and call yourself a yachtsman?
You know what I don't understand is how you can take out loans to go to college, but you couldn't take out loans to get a yacht and be a yachtsman.
Actually,
go to the bank.
Boat loans are fairly a lot easier to get than car loans, believe it or not, because they know it's coming back. It's the worst investment for somebody unless you literally are in the water every day. Boats are horrible investments. Charles Payne told me that.
Well, then
and if it came from Charles Payne,
he's making money.
He's making money.
Have you seen his suit game?
Absolutely. It is
tight. It is strong.
Honestly, it is very strong. Yeah.
But
he dresses not just well, but alarmingly well.
No, like the shoes.
You're on the other side downstairs, like in the lobby, and you see Charles, and you just stop, and you're like, what an amazing outfit.
I always want to give him finger guns. I want to be like, you are killing it.
Yeah, absolutely. Every day.
He's making money. He's making moves.
Every day is Easter Sunday.
Seriously. Yes. Every day.
He reaffirms my decision not to go suits. Because I feel like if you can't get
You're not going to do it justice like
no.
him.
No. I mean, and then what if I'm in the elevator with him?
Right. Embarrassing.
Like we're going upstairs and then
And you both step
Charles
off
Payne
at the same time.
His amazing suit game. Like it doesn't even wrinkle. He's the only guy who can sit down and not have to unbutton his suit jacket. Like
he's on TV all day, and he never wrinkles.
You never see never wrinkles.
The Scotch guard on it is probably.
You know how many times like Chester Butterfield? We got to say, hey, fix your tie.
Oh yeah, Craig Butterfield.
Yeah,
Craig
that
Butterfield.
Guy. Yeah,
yeah,
sorry,
Craig.
Was, yeah, great.
Craig. Yeah, Craig Butterfield.
Butterfield. Yeah, suit game horrible. Horrible. Doesn't even match half the time. It's like whatever is on the kitty rack at the Gap, and he just rocks it. Whatever you know, because we don't care for. Butterfield, whatever.
I think you should get one suit like Charles Payne.
I've tried.
And
they're all custom made.
That's what I'm saying though. It's like we need like a behind the scenes. Like you need to go shopping with Charles Payne.
With Charles Payne.
And we need to like have him like get you with his suit guy and get like one suit where it's just like fly and you guys are both.
What show
like,
could we pitch that to? Because our cameras aren't set
Yeah, our
up
cameras
in here
aren't
yet.
Working. I don't know if that would be a good podcast, but you know, we could do maybe like a.
We could do it if we had a narrator.
I'll narrate it.
Like yeah, Kat should narrate it.
Kat just walks with us and narrates the whole time.
And here they are picking out the suit.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is he going to go with pinstripes? Is he going to go with a solid? What about a checkered?
Plus, how does he get the ties matched up? Like, he's never had a suit.
I would love to see his closet.
Where you've seen, like, whoa, that tie.
It's a little off.
Yeah. Never. Yeah. It's always, always good.
And it's always a perfect compliment to the suit with the tie.
Right. And the shoes. Have you noticed the shoes?
Yeah.
You can't see them on TV, but the shoes are always these crazy good sneakers. It's good. It's good.
Could you imagine if it was like Biz Cash Friday? You think he has a Biz Cash suit? Like a day suit?
Own jeans?
No.
I've never seen him.
I can't. I'm trying to picture him wearing jeans in my mind right now, and it's not happening.
It's not
computing. I think he works out in the gym in a suit, and nobody complains.
Yeah. Sleeps in a suit.
Does he have suit pajamas?
Suit pajamas, most likely.
Probably satin pajamas.
Satin, silk,
monogrammed.
Monogrammed.
I'm telling you.
And his bed has a calculator spread over it, you know, or like the stock market.
Yeah, it's like, the stock. It's like the Dow Jones Industrial Average for the day.
Because he's serious about his money.
Exactly.
He's almost as serious as he is about his suit game.
It's amazing. I think we should. I think we should get him on here and ask him about it.
Just
the real journalism skills
out. Lock him down
out.
And like get to the. Plus, that's got to be expensive.
He's making money. Doesn't matter.
Have you ever seen him wear the same suit twice?
If you watch his show, you might be able to afford suits just
money.
Like him.
The only thing better than making money is making money with Charles Payne.
Absolutely. Yeah, because it's Charles Payne money.
Absolutely.
I just thought of something. I've never seen him wear the same suit twice.
I don't think so either. That is dedication to the suit game.
Yeah.
I outfit repeat. Constantly. I mean, you guys know.
I
literally wore this jacket to the ring in wrestling. So, yeah, I save everything.
I'm like the worst dressed person in this building, mostly.
I don't know. I think I give you a pretty good run for your money.
I mean, like, you know, I walk before I change. Like, this is what I was on earlier. I'm going to wear this on the show, whatever. I wear jeans. But, like, I usually, jeans is a big step. Like,
yeah,
I'm
I was
not
about to say,
yeah.
I thought you were coming from filming something else.
Yeah, exactly, because I was. So, it's like usually it's track pants and a misfit sweatshirt.
Kat and I look like we just left the gym, and it's like to do serious work, and everyone around us is dressed up. But
hey, if you can do it, though.
Yeah.
You do it. They always say, don't dress for the job you have. Dress for the job you want.
And we both want to be unemployed.
And you, exactly.
The job I want is on the couch.
Yeah. Exactly. So there you go. You're winning.
You won't want to miss what's next right after this.
Fox News Radio on demand on the Fox News app. Download the app and just click listen. When you swipe left, you can listen to your favorite Fox News talk shows live. Swipe right for the latest Fox News Radio newscasts on demand. Fox News Radio on the Fox News app. Download it today.
So how do I be? Because I could be a team captain. Would that qualify?
No, I think yachtsman is the way to go there.
Yachtsman
Tyrus.
Crunch? Is that sending the wrong message, though?
Why? What message?
I want
What's
Captain Crunch's
message?
Job. I want him off the box. I want to be on the box. I want it to be Tyrus Crunch, but I'm willing
to be captain. Say it's
but
long,
I'm not wearing that goofy-ass blue hat he wears.
It's get Al Sharpton involved. It's long past time that they would have an old white man on the serial.
Representing Captain Crunch.
Right?
Thank you. We got a shot.
We
got legs now. We got legs now.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure.
Taking down statues of successful presidents.
Absolutely.
Change.org petition.
Thank you, Kat.
As a young boy, I always loved Captain Crunch, but I always wondered, why is that an old white man?
Yeah.
Can I not be the captain of the Crunch because I'm not an old white man?
I think that I just found I have a bunch of book signings coming up. Every question is going to lead back to why is Captain Crunch still the captain?
Well, here's what you got to do. Every time you sign a book for somebody, you have them sign your petition. On change.org. There you go. And then we need more representation on cereal boxes.
Yep.
I think that it's time.
I'm not a captain, but I want to be Captain Crunch. And you know what? That's very woke of me, I think.
I agree.
That is wokeness in all
and
its glory.
And if anybody doesn't
Wanting
sign it,
you're not qualified
You're racist.
For.
That's
and
like,
if you don't
boom.
Let me, you're racist. Exactly. Yeah, that was. It's become a very woke episode. Kat, is there anything that you would ridiculously like to take away from something or a company that you're not qualified for, but just feel like you should have it?
Yeah, I'll have to think on that. I mean, I'm not sure.
I hate to put you on the spot like that because that was unfair. Devin?
I think there's many things that we could, you know, say.
Like tomorrow, if you could become the spokesperson for anything and you're not qualified, but they have to make you do it. Like, they can't stop you from doing it because you'll say they're sexist and racist.
Oh, God, I don't know.
See, did you see the woke power?
The power of woke, Kat.
You might want to indulge in this.
The power is too much.
I obviously set the bar low, but not really, because for me, just knowing that every time I pour a box of Captain Berry Crunch at 4 in the morning,
you look up your
and
face.
I see my face there. They're not even going to do good artwork. You can just copy and paste my face on the. I'll keep the little blue hat.
What if they put you on the Wheaties box?
I'll burn the building down.
That's been done.
Nobody wants to be on the Wheaties box.
I love Wheaties. They're
okay.
I like Wheaties.
For real?
Yeah, they're good.
For real?
You put a lot of sugar on them.
Why do you always do this?
You got some bad takes.
Like, we had something going here, and then you around and you talk about Wheaties. So you want to say you have a nice smile and you want to talk about root canals all of a sudden. Why?
Yeah.
Do you do this?
Yeah, that's what she wants to do, actually. She wants to give root canals. She's not qualified.
She wants to be the spokesperson for Tyrus and Tim. That's what she wants. She wants to have pictures of her and her parties and Project Blonde.
Okay. And there you go. That's what I would do. If I could do something tomorrow and have my face on something, it would be the Devin podcast. No longer the Tyrus and Tim podcast. It would be my face, the three of us on there.
And then ratings would plummet.
No, she would have us in the bottom.
I want my picture
real
on
small,
the podcast.
Like, you have to, like, get a mic. Like, you have to take a snapshot on social media and then expand it to see Tyrus and Tim misspelled.
I would like to be Project Blonde's publicist.
Okay.
Like, I just feel like
that you are qualified for.
I would like to, like, whatever. She seems like she's someone who enjoys shenanigans.
Loves a shenanigan.
So she loves
not
a good shenanigan.
I'm dying. I'm choking.
She loves a good shenanigan or two, sometimes even three.
Three.
And she might say, oh, man, I feel bad about these shenanigans. Nope, I swoop in.
And her shenanigans sometimes involve phallic objects.
Yep, and I explain.
Most of the time.
And I explain, in a way, why her shenanigans were actually good.
How are we doing with booking her on the show?
Yeah.
Oh, well,
I feel like the listeners know her.
Yeah, we're going to be doing a behind-the-scenes night out with Project Blonde.
Who's wearing the body cam?
Night on the town. I will. I'll take
or
on
body
this
mic.
One. I want to make sure that I capture all of Kat and her reactions.
And I'm
going to
need interactions. I'm going to need to charge to Fox IV the next day from how hungover I'll be.
Not to mention, I feel like you are too close to the project. I would like to bring in Kate. I would like to assign Kate to be the body cam to go out with you guys because
okay.
I think
so
she'll
be
impartial.
So she captures it all?
And I know for a fact she's ruthless. So she will get the truth
she
out.
She is. She is.
She does
ruthless.
Not play.
No.
Not play.
I'm the nice one. I mean, could you imagine that?
I never thought I would say
right.
those words.
That's
but
what I
yeah,
thought.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Kate that loves to ruin my day. Like in a minute.
Really?
Not funny. Those guys are already on, boring.
She'll hate to have
she's
you
not always. Afraid to go there.
Well, good
she's
luck not, eating Captain Crunch after we
my
get this
book
done.
And she looked at it and said, yeah, my great-great-grandfather's going to love this. And I was like, who still has a great-great-grandfather? And she's like, no one. And walked out and closed the door.
You can sign it over to my great-great-grandfather.
Wow, that is savage.
I mean, like he would literally have to come back.
But it's not her fault. It's because of all the microaggressions that she had to grow up eating white man cereal.
Right.
Yeah,
so she doesn't think that a guy like you could have a cereal box or a book. Because you're not an old white man.
No, I'm not. I'm not.
And when she said great-great-grandfather, undoubtedly an old white man himself.
Who probably
so she brings another
would come
old
back
white
into
man
the world,
into the conversation.
And the first thing waiting on him is a off-colored brother with a book about himself. I don't think that's going to go over well. He's like, you brought me back for this.
Put the Ouija board away.
Thank you very much.
We don't need the Ouija board.
And if her great-great-great-grandfather has passed on, I apologize and I'm sorry for your loss. But you've literally had like four generations to get over it. So sorry, not sorry.
It's a long time.
It is a long time. What? Did you ever think about that? I feel like we smoking weed this episode, but ladies and gentlemen, we are not.
We are not.
Because Captain Berry Crunch has a lot of connections with munchies.
Oh, yeah.
It is the official go-to munchie cereal.
Oh, okay.
It's children and high people.
And high people.
That's it.
Who else eats Captain Berry Crunch in the middle of the night?
I mean,
runaway child who's packed his or her backpack full of Captain Berry Crunch cereal. or
it's the only thing you need when you're running away.
Or a guy named Bryce who just took a bunch of bong rips.
And was
bong
out
rips
of,
Bryce.
And his Domino's meal deal card had been maxed out. So he had no choice but to raid mom's refrigerator and cabinet. Because you got to have, but you got to have milk. But if you're high, you will use water 100%.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's not good.
That does not sound good.
I am not proud to say that I've been through that. Although my situation was worse. I was like 8 and there was a note, cereal for breakfast. And I had a box of Cap'n Berry Crunch and opened the fridge and there was no milk. Not even a little bit.
Heartbreaking.
That's when I would just eat it raw.
So me and my brother like, well, I mean, we'll just, remember we're sitting there like, there's butter. We can melt that. No, it's not going to work. And then my brother was like, I'm going to try water. And then he looked, well, it's not that bad.
So then of course you got to try it. It's not that bad is like the beginning of all horrible stories.
Yeah, it's like somebody, we had a kid in our neighborhood who told us that Kool-Aid and milk was delicious.
Oh, no.
Oh, one time.
Here we go.
We were watching. We were sitting there. This is even before my sister was born. I was like really young. I was in like 4 or 5. We had, Faygo, like Red Pop. Like it's a Detroit thing. Faygo. Right.
No.
Red Pop. And then milk. And I was sitting there watching some like nature documentaries, a bunch of lions. And I was like, I just want to have Red Pop and milk. So I took a sip of the Red Pop, sip of the milk, sip of the Red Pop, sip of the milk. Projectile vomited everywhere. We were like leasing this condo as far as our house was built, leasing some condo with white carpet.
Oh,
barfed
no.
all
That's
over.
Not coming up.
Pink all over the white carpet.
What is Red Pop?
It's like red
it's
soda.
Red Pop. Just like, okay. It's,
the Midwest says pop. Okay.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
like,
this
Reds,
is random
is it a brand?
Thoughts without weed today.
Faygo
episode.
Is a brand.
Yeah. So in the Midwest, it's pop. In like the West Coast, it's soda.
Right.
You know, and then like
East Coast
they're just lazy. Everything's a Coke. So
yeah,
let me get an orange Coke. Like, sir, we don't have. Give me the orange one then. I'm wicked thirsty.
I used to drink a lot of orange Faygo at my grandma's house.
Yeah, see, we had Orange Crush.
Yeah, Orange Crush. Yeah.
Orange Crush was the high
or
end.
Or the Orange Fanta.
And then if you were really balling, it was Orange Sunkist. That's when you were really ball in the glass bottles.
Yeah, those were
because that was when you were living it up. And then there was the Ralph's brand is what we got.
Remember Jones Sodas? Do you remember those? No. They were like really
popular.
We're
having a lot of regional
cool.
issues here. Yeah, distribution wasn't as big.
We're from all over the country, so.
You're from Virginia.
I'm from
Jersey.
She's from New Jersey.
I'm from Boston, California. I split time as a
child. I went to school in West Virginia, so the South a little bit, you know. And my husband's from Mississippi, so the South for sure.
I just think I'm really excited about this Cap'n Crunch. I mean, there's no reason why we can't make this happen.
No, we can't.
There's legitimately no reason.
There's got to be a talk show I can go on.
Yeah. That's like, what I'm thinking
really
in
is.
My head.
There's got to be a talk show.
We need, you know what? We get on this case?
You know what? You know what? So not to name drop, but Brett Baer messaged me the other day and he said he was on Butterfield show?
Craig Butterfield,
yeah.
I think.
Craig, yes.
I think it was Craig Butterfield.
Yeah, was on his show, and he was sorry that I wasn't there. And he said he was looking forward to reading my book. And I was like, thank you, sir. And he was like, yeah, anytime. So there is room for me to
respond.
There's
an opening.
There's an opening.
Now,
hey, I got breaking news
for
you. You
got to be on his all-star panel.
Yeah, to talk
Fox
about
News Alert.
Toxic old white men holding up the Cap'n Crunch thing. Like, it's just, he can't say no. Because if he says no, guess what? I'll woke his ass. Is it because you're racist, bro? Boom. Oh, by the way, I need the journalist covering it. I need Kat Timpf. And if you say no, not only are you racist, you're a womanist too. So
womanist.
What you want to do, Brett? Oh, and I want a pair of your golf pants in my size.
Oh, who doesn't?
Yeah. I know, right?
His golf pants game is strong.
I mean, if we're going to talk about Charles Payne, we got to talk about Brett Baer's golf game, golf style.
I'm
it's
starting
amazing.
To think he wears those pants underneath the desk. We can't see it.
We can't. And you know what? I hope that's the case.
Yeah, because that would be awesome.
With his, you know, he's professional up top, but he's got the John Bailey pants on the bottom.
He gets into a controversial interview and the guy says something that he finds, sir, this interview is over, and he rips his stuff off and he stands up and everyone sees his leprechaun neon green plaid golf pants. I think would be amazing.
I just don't see why there's no reason we can't have a rally.
Yeah.
Get some, you know, we could definitely have a rally.
Yeah. All we got to do is put it on what, Reddit?
Yeah.
I call to action. Here we are.
I'm going to shoot an emotional video with the box. I have four boxes upstairs. One technically is open. Not going to lie. Might have
had a cup. Do you have milk?
I didn't, but the refrigerator down at the end of the building.
Somebody did.
And I poured in a cup milk. So I could
add
just
some emotional music to the background of it.
Okay.
Like the ASPCA, like Sarah McLachlan.
Stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I could get maybe my kids, like, I go to give Georgie a box of Cap'n Berry Crunch. She pushes away because she's scared. Is it the old white man that's scaring you?
And terrifying.
Like, yeah.
Daddy, why couldn't you be on the Captain Crunch?
Because Crunch Berries are racist.
That's the problem we're trying to solve. You want to create a better world for your children.
For only 50 cents a month,
yes.
You can be a part of the change that you want to see on
There's
the Captain Crunch
There's also a definite money laundering opportunity here.
Yes. Well, I literally thought of four... send me money nows for the thing, because we need a campaign.
Right. Start a GoFundMe to play for our legal
needs. For research. Cat's doesn't do research for free.
Absolutely not, as we know.
So GoFundMes are in full effect because it's going to cost you, what, at least $150,000 for research and stuff?
Oh, yeah. Per hour.
You know, and then we got to break down, we got to interview Peanut Butter Crunch. We got to interview regular Crunch. Then there's Christmas Crunch.
So you just want to be on the berry.
Right.
You're not trying to be.
I'm not
greedy.
Same
old white man is on all the crunches.
Yeah, no,
There's no room for a black man, Captain.
Or Peanut Butter Crunch, Devin. Regular original crunch is Cat. And then we take turns on the Christmas berry.
And we're all Captains.
Yeah, his time's over.
Time's up.
Yeah. I guess we're a trio of serial killers, eh, Captain?
I see what you did there.
Thank you, and I appreciate that. What else have we learned?
I have learned that I actually don't know what I've learned today, to be honest.
Devin already knows it all.
I feel arrogant. I know everything
dropping
already.
Dropping gold in here today, and she didn't get any of it. Well, I learned that we're all going to be captains, as she put it, crunches, and honestly... the book. Like, I'm just going to do Captain Crunch signings. I'll sign your box of cereal.
I really think we have something here.
I think we're on it.
I think it's great.
I'm not letting this go.
Nor should you.
I think this is honestly the hill you should die on.
Matter of fact, Double Dog Dare Me on the Gutterfield show tonight.
Yeah.
Butterfield. Ask for a final thought to plug... I want to know why I can't be on the cover of Cap'n Berry Crunch.
And
double
if you're
dog
wondering,
dare me to do it.
And if you're wondering,
you. I'm in.
And if you're wondering why, listen to the podcast, Tyson Podcast, available on Saturdays.
We've laid it out.
We've laid it out. Campaign.
Why I want to be on the cover of Cap'n Berry Crunch.
There's
an old white man has been running for years, and it's racist. Hashtag,
it's your turn now,
Tyson. Hashtag woke smash.
Absolutely.
Yes.
I love it.
All right, well,
For more
podcasts like this.
Exactly like this.
You can check us out at foxnewspodcast.com, hashtag crunch. No, there's no hashtag. I'm Tyrus. She's the Timph. Devin, take us home.
Enough said.
Listen ad-free with Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts. And Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.